Well, I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 12. I'm going to ask you to think today, all right? This isn't just a three verses, boom, 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 go right through the verse and explain it. I'm going to go to a couple different areas in the Bible. I'm going to ask you to think and reason with me today. There isn't anywhere in the Bible where God asks you to have blind faith. God takes the Word of God, and He demonstrates, and He explains, and think God can bless your blind faith, but God doesn't ask us or demand that we have blind faith. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Now, this is the Abrahamic covenant. This is when God sets Abraham aside and begins the Jewish race. He says, Abram, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you a great nation. In verse 3, he says, "And I will bless them that bless thee." Abram, those people that bless the seed of Abraham, those people that are a blessing to the Jewish people, I will bless them also. And he says, "And I will curse him that curses thee." Abram, I not only will bless the people that bless you, but I will curse the people that curse you. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abraham, out of your loins, out of your family, out of this Jewish race, I'm going to bring forth a Savior, Jesus Christ. And out of Jesus Christ, or from Jesus Christ, I'm going to bless all mankind. I'm going to send the Savior of the world through the Jewish race, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to talk to you. I want to take 3 or 4 minutes to talk to you about America. I think this is the most blessed nation in the history of the world. Israel's had the hand of God on it, and Israel's also had the judgment of God on it. America's been blessed. America is so blessed. Why is it a great nation? Well, one reason is this. Right here, I just read this verse 3. America, as a nation, has been good to the Jews, good to Israel. Jewish people could come here, and they could work, and they could prosper and do well. And you know what? They have done that. And they've been blessed. And it's a fulfillment of God's word. I will bless them that bless your seed. There's no other country in the world where Jews could come and prosper like America. But you know what? America's been here well over 200 years, and Israel's only been a nation for the last 50 years, 1948. Why was America blessed before that? I mean, we've blessed Israel since they've been formed as a nation, but why has America been blessed? Well, there are thousands of churches in America, historically and today, that are going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ today. They're going to tell their congregation that Jesus Christ loved them, that He went to Calvary and suffered and died and bled and paid the penalty for our sin, and that He arose from the dead. They're going to preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and I think God has blessed that. There is no other nation in the world that has sent out more missionaries than the United States of America. God has blessed America because of that, because we're giving the gospel. There is no other nation in the world that has published more books, more pamphlets, more Bibles to send in America and around the world giving the gospel message. I think because of that, the churches, the missionaries, the publishing, God has blessed it. There's no other nation in the world that has done more broadcasting, radio, television, even probably on the internet today. More gospel is going out from America than any other place. There has never been a nation in the world that has given more dollars to the cause of Christ than America. I'm just saying all these things to say, I think that's why God has blessed us. Now listen, Jesus Christ is going to get the message of the gospel out. The good news, it's good news. We're sinners. Jesus Christ loved us and died for us, paid for our sin, rose from the dead, and made salvation possible, made heaven possible. That's good news. And as we give that out, God blesses us as a nation. Bible schools. There is no country. that even comes close to having the number of Bible schools, Christian schools, Bible colleges as the United States of America. You know what? There's no other country in the world that has delivered Europe from tyranny, from Marxism, from Nazism, from fascism. Only the United States did that. There is no other country in the world that has gone in after the war and rebuilt a Germany. There's no other country in the world that has defeated Japan and went in and helped rebuild Japan. There is no other country in the world that has tried to keep South Korea free and tried to keep Taiwan free and other nations. There is no other country in the world that offers the freedom to worship and that where we have free speech. What I am doing right here today, I cannot do in Iran. I cannot do in Saudi Arabia. I cannot do in Afghanistan. And many other countries of the world, you cannot do. And you could not come here and worship the way we are. You walked in here today, I think most of you walked in here today with a sense of peace. That you're going to be able to be here and the military is not going to come in and disrupt the service. We're not going to be handcuffed after the service for what we say. At least you probably won't. Free speech. We're free. That's a great country. We have the freedom to carry a gun if you want. You have a freedom to have 10 guns or 20 guns in your home. I think that's good. I think it's right. You have the freedom to buy property. Your property. Own property. Not government owned, but owned by you. And prosper and labor. And they have the freedom to travel. There's no other country like this. I don't know how many of you have traveled and stuff, but I'll tell you, you do not have to go very far. Almost to any nation I've ever been in, it's not like America. You know, I've been in the Middle East with their meat hanging in the open market and in the humidity and the heat, and it's a different world. It's a different world. And I'm just trying to make the argument, God has blessed America. God has blessed America. You know, God blessed Israel until Israel sinned. Until Israel rejected Christ. Finally, when they rejected Christ, God scattered them throughout the whole world. 1,848 years, or 1,878 years, they ceased to exist as a nation because of their sin, because of the rejecting of Christ. 1948, they came back. Now, a lot's been said in the last few weeks about our economy. There are social issues that are very important to a lot of people in America. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 12. 1 Kings chapter 12. Biblically, King David was a great king for Israel. Then he was followed by Solomon. And Solomon was a great king until his heart was taken away through his own willful sin. And then Solomon was followed by his son Rehoboam. And I want to read to you just a little bit about Rehoboam. In chapter 12 of 1 Kings, verse 1, it says, "And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying," so Israel comes to Rehoboam, who's going to be anointed the king of Israel. "And they said, thy father Solomon made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee." And basically what they say is, would you quit taxing us so heavily? Make a service lighter, and Rehoboam will follow you. We'll follow you. Verse 5, "And he said unto them, Depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed." He said, go away, give me 3 days to make a decision. "And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived. And he said, how do you advise that I may serve or I may answer this people?" And you know what the old people said? The old people said, listen, make the yoke lighter. Ease up, and these people will follow you. But then he went to the younger crowd, and he said, what do you want us to do? And they said, make it much harder, make it even heavier, increase the taxes, make them more of a servant. And Rehoboam said, that's what I'm going to do. So that's what he did. I want to tell you, Israel went from a great nation to a nation that finally split, became Israel and Judah, to a nation that was taken into captivity by Assyria and by Babylon, to a nation that didn't exist. All right? I'll just give you that illustration to say this. Israel was blessed and cursed by God to a great extent by their leadership. David's heart was holy, followed the Lord, and God blessed him. Solomon started out well, but Solomon fell. And then Rehoboam was not godly, and Rehoboam took Israel into destruction. And I give them as illustrations to say to you that Israel, with each departure from God, Israel faced different judgments. Sometimes it was a plague. Sometimes it was a drought. Sometimes it was a war. Finally, it was a captivity and slavery in Babylon. And then ultimately, it was dispersion. God dispersed them all over the world in 70 AD. They said no to Jesus Christ. We don't want Christ. And they rejected him. And a few years later, Rome came into Jerusalem and leveled it. They destroyed it. And every Jew was sent all over the world. And for 1,878 years, almost 1,900 years, Israel did not exist as a nation. So ultimately, they rejected Christ, and they're cursed. God took Israel, and he set them aside. And then he took the local church and said, I'm going to take the local church, and I'm going to promote the gospel. I'm going to give the gospel to the world. And you know what? There is no country in the world like the United States of America who has propagated the gospel to the world. And I think that's why America has been blessed. America has been blessed. Now, we're at a crossroads, folks. I'm saying we're at a crossroads as a country. We're either going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ or we are not. I want to tell you, this country was not founded by Muslims. This country was not founded by atheists. This country was founded by Bible-believing, born-again Christian people who wanted the freedom to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And they had been persecuted and slaughtered by the Catholic Church so much in Europe, they came here for freedom. And they valued and trusted that freedom so much that they put it in our Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom to worship. And God's blessed that.